Being Yom HaAtzmaut, let's talk a little bit about mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz. We know the Mishnah tells us in Kiddushin daf lamed vav, kol mitzvah shehi tluyah ba'aretz eino noheges ela ba'aretz. Those mitzvahs that are connected to Eretz Yisrael are only to be fulfilled in Eretz Yisrael. V'she'eino tluyah ba'aretz, and those which are not at all connected to Eretz Yisrael, those apply whether you're in the land or not. So let's say Shabbos, which applies universally, doesn't matter where the person might live, doesn't matter if there's a Beis HaMikdash or not, we have to observe Shabbos all over the world. However, when you have certain mitzvahs that only apply to the land of Eretz Yisrael, those are not supposed to be performed in Chutz Laaretz. So what are some examples of mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz? And should we say that maybe there's room for an American who does not have the opportunity to live in Eretz Yisrael or to own land there? Maybe we do have some kind of opportunity to partake in some of those mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz. So some of those mitzvahs are the following. Leket. So leket means when you leave some of the field over as you're doing the harvest and some of it gets left behind. Or chikha or peya means you have to intentionally leave behind some of the field that you're harvesting. Peret, ololos, those means when you're harvesting grapes. There are certain halachas of which one should be left for the poor people. Shviyas, as we know, every seventh year is Shabbos laHashem, is Shemitah. You're not allowed to work the fields, you're not allowed to do business with those produce. Every third and sixth year of the seven-year cycle we have Maiser Ani, which means that you have to separate a certain portion for the aniyim. Every first, second, fourth, and fifth are Maiser Sheni, which means you have to bring a certain amount of the produce up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. We have the mitzvah of Bikurim, which is a mitzvah to bring the first fruits up to the Beis HaMikdash. That mitzvah only applies at certain times in the year. Netar Ravai, Hafrashas Chala is officially only in Eretz Yisrael. Truma and Maiser Rishon, Maiser Sheni and Trumas Maiser, all these ideas are ones that are mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz that only apply in Eretz Yisrael proper. So we truly are very lacking. We live in Chutz Laaretz. We don't have the ability to perform all of these mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz because unfortunately we do not live there. And the question that was bothering many great tzaddikim throughout the millennia living in Chutz Laaretz was, is there any way that they can somehow add a connection to those mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz? So the question was raised in the 1600s. There was a great tzaddik, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. There's a lot of history about him, but there's a lot of halacha about him as well. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz wrote a number of svarim, and one of his very important works was his Kreisi Uplesi. It's a sefer on Yerodeya. So there, in his Kreisi Uplesi, he writes the following. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz was the Rav of Altoona, Hamburg, and Prague. He had a very important position. He was known to be one of the great Gedolei Hador. So he said the following. Kama anshe maisa. He records that there were great pious people in his generation. Shenosnu lefnei chachamim de'azlu le'eretz Yisrael. That whenever they would meet someone who was traveling to Eretz Yisrael, they would give them money. Umineu l'shluchim liknos b'shvilan behemos. And they would ask those individuals, when you get to Eretz Yisrael and you meet a farmer, or you meet a person who owns cattle, please go to him and ask if we can buy a portion of that animal. Why do you want to buy a portion of the animal? So that lahafrish matnas kuhuna bavuram zro lechayayim ushlucha shaladim kemosa b'chol davar. After all, we know there's a concept of shlichus. Not always do I have to do everything on my own. Sometimes I'm able to set somebody else to do a mitzvah in my stead. So the question is over here. I'm living in Chutz Laaretz. I want to somehow partake in the mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz. Says the place here, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, there were some great tzaddikim in his generation who sent money to Eretz Yisrael and asked that the people who own the cows, the people who own the animals, should please accept some of the money, that I, living in Chutz Laaretz, should somehow have a chelek, should somehow have a portion in your animal, and then you'll set aside all the trumas and maisos that have to be given to the Kohanim. So he wants to know, is this something that works or not? Ani ha'isi mesupuk, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. Sounds like a very nice idea, and it's certainly well-intentioned, but I'm trying to figure out, lahalacha, does such an idea work? Ani ha'isi mesupuk imahani. He says, I had a doubt whether or not doing such a thing actually works. Why was he unconvinced of the fact that it worked? Because we have a Gemara Nazir Daf Yud Beis, where the Gemara says there are rules and regulations for shlichus. There are rules and regulations of how someone is able to be put in your stead to perform a mitzvah. And the Gemara tells us that, kol milsa di'iu matzi avid, anything that I personally cannot do, shliach lo matzi mashvi, I cannot send the shliach to do in my stead either. So therefore, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, if I myself am not living in Eretz Yisrael, if I myself am not able to do the mitzvahs hatluyas ba'aretz because I don't live there, so maybe I cannot send someone in the way to do it for me either. After all, it's something that I'm not obligated to do, so how can somebody else do it for me? So this was the question that was raised by Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, and he was troubled. Should we assume that this practice is one that works, or should we assume that perhaps there's a halachic impediment which gets in the way and which prevents us from performing the mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz ayidei hashaliach? So why was he not sure about this? It seems pretty clear. If I can't do it, how can I have someone else? What he's not sure about is the following. When that Gemara says that anything I myself cannot do, I can't have someone else do either, maybe that only means if I'm a non-Jew and I'm totally out of the parsha, I'm totally out of the ballpark, and I want to have a Jewish person perform the mitzvah for me, to put on tefillin, to do some kind of mitzvah on my behalf, that doesn't make any sense. I'm totally out of the ballpark. But let's say you have somebody who is a Jew, and the only thing that's standing in the way is that I don't live in Eretz Yisrael. I have the ability to go. It's just that I haven't yet done so. So officially, I am somewhere in the ballpark. I'm in the parsha. If I would only pick myself up and move there. There happens to be, practically, right now, I'm not living there. So does that make me disqualified from performing the mitzvah hatluyos ba'aretz or not? That's a major question that was dealt with in the days of Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, and the later Acharonim deal with it as well. So for example, you have a case of hafrashas challah. So let's say you have a bakery that needs to be mafrash challah, means it's owned by Jews. But you're not going to have the mashgiach who's there every single day being mafrash challah. They're making new dough every single day. So can the owner of the company say, I want you to be my shaliach, that every day when the dough is baked, I want you to be mafrash the challah on my behalf? Does that work? So the Acharonim discuss it. On the one hand, why not? It's a mitzvah like any other. Why can't I put someone else as the one who's responsible to perform the mitzvah instead of me? I'm the owner of the company. I can't be there every day. I'm running businesses. I'm having meetings. I'm not able to be there practically every day to be mafrash the challah. On the other hand, the challah right now that's going to be baked tomorrow is not even here yet. Right now it's flour and water. We didn't even bake, we didn't even need the dough yet. So how can I make a shliach for myself to perform a mitzvah on my behalf when the mitzvah opportunity is not even here yet? So that was a question that was discussed as well. Kal milza de'iu l'matzi yavid, since right now I would not be able to mafrish the challah because the challah is non-existent, the challah is not here, how can I send somebody in my place to do it on my behalf? So that was a major question. So I saw that other Acharonim discuss it as well, and they quote from one of the great Gedolim in the 1400s, one of the Gedolim in Gedolei Ashkenaz. He was the Ma'ari Bruna. So he has a fascinating case. He has a case about a community. So here, let's say on Simchas Torah or on other very special occasions, I don't know if we do it here, but some shuls raffle off certain kibudim. So for the highest bidder, they'll give you an aliyah, they'll give you a maftir, they'll give you a hagbah, glila. So there was a practice in the 1400s that they didn't want to have pandemonium every day selling aliyahs. Sometimes you go to the shtiblach in Eretz Yisrael and it just breaks up the decorum of the shul that they're selling aliyahs. It comes into a joke. They decided once a year we're going to sell it for the whole year. Who wants the schus of having hagbah and glila for the entire year? So they sold it to one individual, and either it was his choice to take it on his own or to give it out every day, but whenever he showed up to shul, it was his schus to have the hagbah and glila if he so chose to do that. Problem was, halfway through the year, he got sick, and he ended up in the hospital. So now he's no longer able to come to shul. So a big fight breaks out in the community. Should we say that it's still your schus? After all, you paid for it, you paid for the year, but since it's your schus, and now you're not able to make it, you can put someone else there in your place. Or do you say no? Kol milsa de'iu lo matzi yavid, if you are not able to do it on your own, you can't send somebody else to do it for you either. And since now you're locked up in the hospital for the time being, and you're not able to make it to shul, you've lost all rights to this kibbutz that you bought at the beginning of the year. Again, it's nobody's fault, but that's the circumstance. So therefore he writes, maybe we should say, we take it away from you, and you don't have the ability to give out that kibbutz that you bought at the beginning of the year because it's no longer really connected to you. Kal milsa de'iu lo matzi yavid, shliach lo matzi mashvi. A fascinating case. Where do we draw the line? Or should you say in that case, no, I am really able to do it. If I would only be well enough to come to shul, of course I would be able to do it. There's some sort of health impediment that's in my way that doesn't allow me to come to shul. It doesn't mean I'm not somebody who's able to perform the mitzvah. Just right now, under the circumstances, I can't do it. So how do you draw that line? Take, for example, the Dagan Rabba, which is the Noda Behuda's commentary on the side of Yeridaya. So he has a fascinating case as well. You have a parent who just has a young child, and it's his firstborn boy, baby boy, so he has to do a Pidyon Aben. Problem is, he's busy with work, he has to go out of town, and this is not like today where you can just cancel a flight and buy another one. He has a ticket to go on a certain boat ride, and he's not going to come back for 6 months. So he needs somebody to be the one to perform the Pidyon HaBen on his son. On day 30, he's not going to be here. So what does he do? He calls somebody on his side and he says to him, do me a favor. I want that when day 30 comes, you should be the one in my place to be my shaliach to perform the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. After all, I'm not going to be here. So I need someone to do the mitzvah for me. So the Dagon Rebbe discusses, am I able to do such a thing? Right now, if I would sit down and do the Pidyon HaBen on my own, it wouldn't work. I'm in the middle of the 30 days. You only are allowed to do it after the 30 days. So can I really set up a system where somebody's going to perform the Pidyon HaBen for me after the 30-day period is over, but at the time that I asked them to be my shaliach, I wasn't really somebody who was able to do it on my own? So does that work, or do you say, no, kol nilsa d'il lamatziyah, but if he can't do it himself right now, then he can't set up a shaliach in his place to do it either after the time passes. Or other achronim have a case about a husband who wants to divorce his wife. And they've already been discussing the details of the case, and it's clear that they're going to get divorced. So they happen to be sitting around the Shabbos table, and a man turns to somebody and he says, look, I don't want to look at this woman ever again. I'm very angry and we've been through so much together. I want somebody else to do all the proceedings for the get for me. So I'm emanu you, my shaliach. I ask you to please go to the sofer. I want you. You have all my permission. I want you to go to him, and I want you to ask him to write the get, and here's my name and here's her name. Please ask everything to be taken care of. I don't want to be involved anymore. Well, you are able to have a shaliach take care of a get for you. Problem is, you're asking the person on Shabbos. And right now on Shabbos, as things are, I wouldn't be able to do it on my own. Even if I wanted to divorce my wife, Rachmana Litzlan, and even if I wanted to go and ask the sofer on my own, I wouldn't be able to. Today is Shabbos. So can I have someone else stand in my place when today is Shabbos and I myself couldn't do it? Or do you say, no, that's not really an impediment. That's just, there's a practical consideration that right now with Shabbos, you can't practically give the get, but I am in the ballpark. I would be able to give the get theoretically, and therefore we would say, I'm able to set up a shliach in my place as well. So this was the major question that was faced by the great Gedolima of the many, many generations. Those of us who don't have the opportunity to live in Eretz Yisrael, should we assume that we have the opportunity to at least partake in the mitzvahs HaTeluyos Baretz by hiring somebody else, by setting up a system where we can pay someone else to do it? So how do we paskin the halacha? So the Chachmas Adam, which is the Chai Adam, writes that even those who live in Chutz La'aretz are able to set up a system where they can pay someone in Eretz Yisrael to do it on their behalf. So you want to buy a chelek, you want to buy a portion in some kind of mitzvah HaTeluyos Baretz, you want to go ahead like the place he writes and buy a portion in an animal and make sure that they're going to be mafresh all the Yisroel HaChayayim and all of the mitzvahs that have to be done, so be it, that's okay, that's something that's acceptable. So Rav Asher Weiss writes in his Sefer on Shvius that although the Achronim discuss this story, although they discuss the pros and the cons and whether or not halachically it's able to be done or not, he discusses that in his opinion he thinks it's totally wrong. And even if lahalacha he thinks it might be able to be done, he said he thinks you're missing the boat of what the mitzvah really is. So he writes as follows, Be'emes, ein daiti nocha b'chalin yinzeh. I don't like this whole idea. And you can get around it and say, yes, you can have a shliach, you can't have a shliach, you are able to do it, you're not able to do it. It's a different story. Da'afim naniach sha'achen yesh mitzvah. As we know, every time there's a Shemitah, so everybody takes out advertisements that you should come along and buy a portion in Eretz Yisrael, and this way you'll be supporting the farmer, and this way you'll also be able to get a chelek, and you'll be mekayim in the mitzvah of Shemitah. Does that really work, or does it not? So he writes, even if you'll figure out how it's really considered to be mine, lo shamanu me'olam d'yesh midas chasidus, where did you ever hear that I have an obligation to go ahead and buy something, buy a portion of a field where nothing's going to be done to it? If you buy a portion of a field and then they're going to be mafresh tumas and maisas is one thing, they're going to act to do a mitzvah. But whoever said there's a concept of buying a portion of a field and nothing's going to be done to it? Do I really have the performance of any mitzvah by doing that? And he said, he writes this in the Sefer, but he used to say it Baal Peh many times, V'lama lo yikne behema, he says, why don't you ever hear of anybody who takes out an advertisement that every Shabbos, I happen to be a farmer, and there's a mitzvah of shvisas behemto on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have your animals do malacha, why don't I take out money from everybody in the community and say, you have the opportunity to be mekayim a mitzvah that you've never done, to buy a chelek in my animal, and my animal won't work on Shabbos, and this way will be like your animal's not working on Shabbos. Does that really work? Does that really work? We've never heard of anybody who's done that. Maybe it's a good moneymaker, maybe we should. But how come nobody does that, and yet people give so much money to buy a chelek in a field in Shemitah in order to make sure that they're going to have some sort of participation in the mitzvah? So he writes that he thinks that the whole idea really doesn't work, and he says the truth is with all of these mitzvahs, and not just the mitzvahs hatluyas baretz, but with all mitzvahs that we do, he says, we run after all these quick fixes. Let me quickly buy a portion in a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Let me do this, let me do that. But he says, Iker, shleimus ha'adam with v'kusa ba'Hashem Yisbarach. The greatest way to have some sort of connection with the Ribono Shel Olam is not by doing all these things, by trying to get around the system and to buy a portion in Eretz Yisrael, but rather, ba'avodas avoda, ba'avodas masa, ba'amida b'nisyonos ha'chayim. It's withstanding the challenges. It's going through the difficulty. It's facing all of those impediments. You have the farmer in Eretz Yisrael who's really being moser nefesh not to work his field during Shemitah. He's the one who's going to get schar. I'm not going to get schar living in America, buying a little piece. It doesn't mean anything to me. What really gets us a relationship with the Ribono Shel Olam is when we're willing to live up to those challenges, when we're willing to face all of those impediments, and yet we're willing to do it anyway, even though it's difficult. Ukeshem shein lechadish kulos, he says, the same way that we shouldn't make up new kulos that never existed before. Kach ein lanu lechadish chumros shalosh shirum avosenu. So too, we shouldn't come up with chumros and say, everybody now has an obligation to buy a portion of an animal, and to buy a portion of a field, and to do all these things. If you don't live in Eretz Yisrael and you don't have that incredible privilege, unfortunately, you don't have the ability to be mekayim the mitzvos hatluyos baretz. We have something to aspire to. We have a tremendous gift. We have Eretz Yisrael that the Ribono Shel Olam gave our generation, and he affords us the opportunity to actually live there and to take part practically in all the mitzvahs, not just by buying a chelek, but by actually living there. So we aspire to that opportunity that we'll all have to live in Eretz Yisrael and be mekayim the mitzvos hatluyos baretz. But for now, for those of us who live here, there's a major discussion in the Achronim. Should we assume that setting up a system where you have a shliach do it for you works? Or perhaps there are some questions halachically with regard to the validity of such a sale.